Welcome to Board Game Top Tens, episode 926, for Saturday, March 16th, 2024. This is the BGG Page Views Edition. Climbing back up two to re-enter the top 20, at number 20, Terraforming Mars, by Jacob Frixelius, published by Stronghold Games, with 16,572 views. A very slight decline of 77, or 5/10, half of 1%. But it's able to move up because the number 20 has 1,400 fewer views than last week's number 20. Tumbling from number 8 down to 19, The Veil of Eternity, by Eric Hong, published by Renegade Game Studios, with 17,883. 1,300 more than Terraforming Mars, but of course a big decline of 43%. Repeating at number 18, Arkham Horror, The Card Game, by Nate French and MJ Newman, published by Fantasy Flight Games with 18,577, about 700 more than The Veil of Eternity, and again, a slight gain, only 66 views, 0.4%. Down 1 to 17, Brass, Birmingham, by Matt Tolman, Martin Wallace, and Gavin Brown, published by Roxley Games, with 19,155, about 600 more than Arkham Horror, a decline of 3%. After 2 weeks at number 17, climbing 1 to number 16, Spirit Island, up 2 spots to number 16. Nope, my mistake. I know what I'm doing. Spirit Island, by R. Eric Royce, published by Greater Than Games with 19,409, 250 more than Brass, and a slight decline of 1.4%. So, both Spirit Island and Brass lost views, but Brass lost more, so Spirit Island picks up a spot. The number 15, re-entering at number 15, is Mage Knight Board Game, by Vlada Kvadl, published by WizKids, with 20,055, 650 more than Spirit Island, more than double, or almost double, what it had last week, and the highest rank that Mage Knight has seen since April of 2015, nearly 9 years ago. That week, it was number 11. There's a very specific reason for it, and we will hear from it a little bit later on. Down 2 for the second week in a row, from 10 to 12 to 14, ISS Vanguard, by Marcin Swierkot, Krzysztof Piskorski, Pavel Samborski, and Andrzej Betkiewicz, published by Awaken Realms, with 20,957, 900 more than Mage Knight, a decline of 17%. Moving back up 1 to 13, Ark Nova, by Matthias Vigge, published by Capstone Games, with 21,755, about 800 more than ISS Vanguard, and a decline of 4%. It's 1,000 views off of last week, but it moves up a spot. Sliding from 9 to 12, Puerto Rico, 1897, Special Edition, by Andreas Seafarth, published by Aaliyah and Awaken Realms, with 21,898. That's about 143 more than Ark Nova, but a decline of 21%. Repeating at number 11 for the second week, Heat, by Asger Harding Granerud and Daniel Skjold Pettersson, published by Days of Wonder, with 23,001. That's 1,100 more than Puerto Rico, a decline of 9%. There are 4 new entries in the top 10. 3 of them are debuts. Falling out are from 9 to 12, Puerto Rico 1897, from 8 to 19, The Veil of Eternity, from 3 to 43, Flow, and from 6 to 59, Ostia. Number 10, Fled, by Mark K. Swanson, published by Odd Bird Games, with 23,930. That's about 900. More than Heat, and more than triple what it had last week. However, the Number 10 game has more than 3,000 views fewer than last week's number 10. This is a debut at number 10 for Fled. The Kickstarter subtitle is A Gripping Game of Gutsy Escape. And the setting, well, you're trying to score victory points while escaping from prison. It's a tile and hand management game, a race game, but there's some controversy over the theming, since the prison you're escaping from is set during the Irish potato famine, and it seems to be kind of a light-themed game, so some people had some issues with that disconnect. Number 9, Dune Imperium Uprising by Paul Denon, published by Direwolf with 29,036. That is more than 5,000 clear of the number 10. So whereas the number 10 was off, you know, 3,000 more than 3,000 from last week's number 10, the number 9 game is actually quite a bit higher than last week's number 9. It's a gain of 7% for Uprising, as it spends its 17th week in the top 10. It's up one spot from last week. Number 8, Mass Effect, The Board Game, by Eric M. Lang and Calvin Wong Zilun, published by Modiphius Entertainment, with 29,810, about 800 more than Uprising. The subtitle of Mass Effect, The Board Game is Priority Hagalaz. That's what I'm going to say. I don't know if that's an actual... I've never played Mass Effect, so... It's a video game, of course. I don't know if that's a planet that is known in the game, and I'm pronouncing it wrong, so... do with that what you will. Mass Effect, the board game, is, quote, a cooperative, story-driven game set during the events of the video game Mass Effect 3, unquote. And it is our second debut. Number 7, Dune: War for Arrakis, by Marco Maggi and Francesco Nepitello, published by Come On, with 30,913. 1,100 more than Mass Effect, a decline of 8.5%, or off almost 3,000 views from last week, so it gives away two positions, is down from 5 to 7. Number 6, Earthborn Rangers, by Adam and Brady Sadler, published by Earthborn Games, with 32,470, about 1,600 more than War for Arrakis, a hefty decline of 53% as last week's number 1 tumbles down 5 spots. Number 5, Dune Imperium, by Paul Denon, published by Direwolf, with 35,775, 3,300 more than Earthborn Rangers, a gain of 14%, and it climbs 2 spots to reach the highest position it has seen since January 7th of 2023, the first week of last year, so we're going back, 14 months. It was number 5 at that time as well. As for why it has reached this new peak, probably it's a confluence of this new standalone expansion Uprising coming, the digital release of the game, and of course, the biggest promotion it could have possibly have of the movie release. Number 4, Star Wars Unlimited, by Daniel Schaefer, published by Fantasy Flight Games, with 36,215, 440 more than Dune Imperium, and more than double what it had last week. This is our sole re-entry onto the list, returns after 10 months away, and charts for the second time. The subtitle on Board Game Geek for Star Wars Unlimited is Spark of Rebellion, but I don't know, that seems like the wrong thing to call it. This is just the title of the first set of the game. The entire game is called Star Wars Unlimited. This is a collectible card game, or I mean, a trading card game. I don't know if there's any real difference between those two. It is a difference from a living card game, which is what Fantasy Flight has been known for the last decade. And this is not one of those. Number 3, Galactic Cruise, by T.K. King, Colton Thompson, and Dennis Northcott, published by Kinzen Key Games, with 40,366. That's 4,000 clear of Star Wars Unlimited, a gain of 10% and one position better than it had last week. Repeating at number 2, The Seventh Citadel by Ludovic Rudy and Bruno Sauté, published by Sirius Pulp, with 40,658, just 292 more than Galactic Crew, so very tight between number 2 and number 3. That is a decline of 10% for The Seventh Citadel. Number 1, Mage Knight, The Apocalypse Dragon by Phil Pettifer, published by WizKids, with 53,597. It's 13,000 more than The Seventh Citadel, our highest debut, and the first time for Mage Knight Apocalypse Dragon to be number one, or any Mage Knight game, really. Since Mage Knight was released in 2011, it had its, you know, highest number of views likely in a week before the beginning of this list. Mage Knight board game is currently ranked number 34. There's also an Ultimate Edition. This is the third big box expansion, the first since 2015. See, this being the highest rank for Mage Knight since 2015. It adds a new hero, new enemies, a campaign mode, a big box expansion. For Saturday, March 16th, 2024.